This is Rahul Guha, and I'm a senior neurology resident from the University of Virginia. In this podcast, we'll review the paper titled Ischemic Stroke, Profile, Risk Factors, and Outcomes in India, the Indo-US Collaborative Stroke Project, which was originally published in the January 2018 issue of the journal Stroke. I spoke to two of the principal investigators about the unprecedented study into the demographics and outcomes of patients presenting with ischemic stroke across India, Dr. Jairaj Pandian, professor and head of neurology at Christian Medical College in Ludhiana in India, and Dr. Anish Singhal at Massachusetts General Hospital. The project had two main goals, as Dr. Pandian describes.
The objectives of the India-US collaborative stroke project was to create a platform for a multi-centered study, a national registry on ischemic stroke profile and risk factors, and also to study about the outcome of stroke patients in five major centers in the country. And the second main objective was to use that as a platform for conducting future major stroke trials in this country.
Dr. Singhal emphasized the ambitious scope of the study.
Remember that when we started this project, there was really no information about stroke across India. There had been several single-center studies, but nothing spanning the breadth of the country. We collected data on nearly 250 variables on each subject, and we obtained information from pre-hospital, in-hospital care, all the way up to day 90, and for the first time provide information about demographics, risk factors, stroke subtyping using very detailed imaging characteristics, and also outcomes and thrombolysis data.
The study revealed a high burden of modifiable risk factors in India.
The mean age of patients who were recruited in this registry was lower than reported studies from Western and Chinese population. In addition, we found a very high rates of tobacco and alcohol use, and particularly among men, with a very high rates of hypertension and diabetes as compared to Western population.
There were also important differences in the admission rates and in-hospital management of stroke patients.
Women have a low rate of in-hospital admission for stroke may suggest cultural factors. We also found relatively higher rates of TPA, but that was because of the admission bias, where TPA-treated patients were more likely to be admitted. We had modest rates of dysphagia screening and DVT prophylaxis, which need to be worked upon.
The most surprising results related to the use and yield of diagnostic imaging.
I was pleasantly surprised by the high rates of brain imaging. For example, 2/3 had brain MRI, and 4/5 had vascular imaging studies, despite this being in government hospitals across India.
We saw very high rates of microbleeds in patients who underwent MRI scan, about 7%, and also moderate to severe white matter disease, which basically indicates a large burden of untreated risk factors like hypertension and diabetes.
Both Dr. Pandian and Dr. Singhal reflected on the role that INA played in this project.
This research was possible particularly because of the contacts that we had established through INA, which really helped us to start the discussion when the call for proposals were announced.
There are plenty of research opportunities coming from the NIH, the Indian government, and the Indo-US Stroke Forum, for example. Researchers need to be aware and apply as soon as possible. We had five sites eventually selected, including Jairaj from Ludhiana, Dr. Khurana from Chandigarh, Dr. Padma from New Delhi, Dr. Subhash Kaul from Hyderabad, and Dr. Sailaja from Trivandrum. These were all established stroke investigators and helped me succeed in this project.
After this particular main paper, there are many papers which are going to address the issues related to stroke in this country.
This is Rahul Guha. Thank you for listening.